You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, Todd Zalecki from Phillies.com here with Aaron Nola. Aaron, welcome to spring training. Let's talk about just some baseball stuff and some off-the-field stuff. How does your life change going from being college kid, highly recruited college kid, you know, top draft pick, you pitch and make however many starts, 13 starts you made in the big leagues last year, to now? I mean, how has your life changed from, I guess, your call-up to today? Has it changed at all?
It's gone by really, really quick.
Yeah.
I remember being out here right after the draft, and I guess it's extended spring training, I guess it's called. And then getting moved up, we're just walking right over here to Clearwater with the Threshers, starting that off, and then ending my season in Reading in Double A that year, and then coming to spring training for the first time last year and knowing a good bit of guys,
right,
that I played with in Reading, and then starting out in Reading last year. You know, had a good time over there. I had a good relationship with a lot of guys, and then going to Triple A and then getting caught up with Philly. It was a whirlwind, but
yeah,
you know, it slowed down at the end of the year, and I got to form a lot of good relationships with guys, and I think that's helped me this spring training. I know a lot of guys from last year, and getting to know some new guys that have come in from different teams and different organizations.
What's it like to be recognized all of a sudden? It's like every once in a while I'll have somebody actually recognize me, and it's very weird. So you must get it like times 10,000. So when all of a sudden people recognize you, hey, Aaron, or whatever, they want to get a picture, they want to, is that a strange adjustment to kind of all of a sudden, you know, you probably could go to the mall by yourself and do whatever you want, and now you might have somebody coming up to you while you're getting something to eat.
Well, actually, I really don't get noticed that too much.
Okay, all right.
And, I usually wear jeans, a shirt, and a little trucker hat. Nobody really notices me, honestly,
right,
but time to time they will. They'll
right
notice me, and, I mean, sometimes I'll meet them, and it's always good to have good fans out there and,
right,
and get to, you know, meet new people.
This winter you went to Alaska for a hunting and fishing trip? Can you tell me a little bit about it, like why Alaska, and you know, I get, you know, obviously you're a big hunter and fisher, otherwise you're not going to Alaska in the middle of winter to do it, but what, tell us a little bit about that trip.
Well, actually, my brother's girlfriend's brother is a Coast Guard over there,
okay,
in Ketchikan, Alaska. It's probably the most southern part of Alaska, not far from Seattle, and Austin, my brother, he went up there last season, and he loved it. And he was like, you got to come up here to Alaska. And it was early December, and I was like, I don't know, I kind of need to get into baseball stuff. And,
right,
you know, starting, it'll be my first big league spring training, and I kind of need to focus on, you know, the workouts and all that stuff.
Right.
But as I got into workouts a little bit, I was like, I got to go, man. It doesn't happen too much that I get to go to Alaska,
right,
and with my brother. So we got to go over there, and we got to stay with my brother's girlfriend's brother,
okay,
and his wife. So we got good lodging, and we, yeah, spent about 8 days over there, and we explored a good bit.
Did you shoot anything or catch anything fishing? You kind of came up empty, right?
We went fishing 2 days, and we didn't catch anything, and we went hunting for pretty much a full day. We didn't kill anything.
Right. What were you hunting for?
They had black-tailed deer down there.
Okay.
And we were fishing for rainbow trout and steelhead and this little lake and some creeks.
Right.
And then we went hiking one day. We went on about a 10-mile hike and saw some good views. It's something, you know, I'll always remember, and it's somewhere I'm thinking about going back again next year.
Now, if you grew up in Louisiana, is pretty much everybody an outdoorsman? It seems to me like any player that's kind of come through here over the years, if they're from Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, that is their love. That is what they love to do.
Not everybody is.
No?
My family grew up fishing.
Okay.
Freshwater fishing. My dad, he always had a boat. He always fished. His family fished. My mom used to fish.
Okay.
So we've been doing that for a while now, but I actually got into hunting probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
And kind of just learned from my friends and learned from different people, and it's something, you know, it's good to go out and, you know, explore the outdoors. And,
right.
You know, it's made me really respect the outdoors and really love the outdoors.
It is, I mean, so you don't think I'd be out of place if I moved down there? And I do neither.
I don't
they
think
wouldn't look
would.
At they wouldn't look at me like I'm crazy.
Just gotta eat crawfish.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's the specialty down there. Do you guys have crawfish? What is it, crawfish boils or was that what you call them?
Crawfish boils, crawfish etouffee.
Okay.
I mean, anything.
The crawfish boils, those are the big family, like they just throw them out on a picnic table right when they're done or something like that.
Yep.
Do you guys do that? The family,
yeah,
the NOLA family in the summertime or whatever? Is that what you guys do?
We can't. We used to.
Right, you can't now. But back in the day.
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we used to get the big tables and boil crawfish and stick them on the tables. And they just, you know, put all the bunch of seasoning on them.
Right.
In the trash can. You eat them, throw them in the trash. And, I mean, that's what it still goes on. Everybody does
right.
that down there. And it's a good way to get together with friends and family and kind of hang out and eat crawfish.
Can you find any place in Philly that does anything close to what you have back home? Or have you looked, or have you not really had time to look?
I hadn't found anything, or I really hadn't looked too hard. But
okay.
When I was in Redding this past year, in June, my parents sent me up about 50 pounds of crawfish for my birthday, and I was like, I can't eat all this by myself. So I actually brought it to the field.
Oh, you did?
And Nelly, the clubhouse guy over there, I was like, you know, he put this out for post-game meal or stuff like that. So he did well. He put it out for post-game meal with the regular food.
Well, that's
so
awesome.
A lot of guys ate it, so it went by pretty quick.
Brownie points for sure for you, man. Because usually the grub, the spread there isn't the best, right?
Yeah.
At least compared to the big leagues. That's pretty cool. So, all right, let's talk a little bit of baseball. How excited are you about this year and this team? I think everybody seems to expect, while you might not be World Series contenders, that this young team is going to take a step forward. Do you kind of is that exciting to kind of have all this young talent in here? And
I feel like it is. We got a lot of new guys, and I can see we got a lot of talent, and guys are coming together pretty well, and a bunch of great guys on this team. And I think it's going to be a fun one. It's fun spring training. We're ready to get the game started here now, and I feel like we're going to do well this year. We're going to compete hard. As always, and once we get games started, I feel like the guys are going to come together even better.
It seems like you could kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel once you and Jared were in the rotation last year. I think you guys were a game over 500 in the games both of you guys started. Did you kind of see that a little bit, just the improved play? And is that exciting, you know, like you and Jared kind of coming up at the same time and what this rotation could kind of be at the end of the year?
Yeah, I mean, we had some good guys that caught up and great jobs. I mean, our job was to go out at that time and do whatever we could, put the guys in a chance to win the
right.
game and leave it out all out on the field and compete as best as we can. And I feel like if we keep doing that and the whole team does that, and I know they're going to, I think we're going to be in a good position.
And you've worked a lot on your changeup this offseason. Is that a focus of yours?
Yeah, that's definitely a focus of mine.
Okay.
It's going to continue being a focus of mine, and hopefully it'll be a strong pitch in my repertoire.
Were you just fiddled with a bunch of grips? I mean, did anybody?
Yeah, just a bunch of grips and throwing it a lot in my bullpen sessions.
Okay.
And just throwing on the field every day, just kind of fiddling with grips and whatever's comfortable with me.
Now, is that just a matter of you just put your fingers in different spots? Or did like you, for instance, somebody show you a grip last year down the road, maybe in the past, you're like, let me try it this way? Or
I kept asking a bunch of guys.
Right.
I mean, I had my changeup working earlier in the year, and then I had my breaking ball working later on in the year, and so I was kind of in the medium part where, you know, I need to get my changeup where I need it to be. So
right.
that was my focal point in this off season
okay.
was I need my changeup to be one of my a good pitch in my repertoire, and I need it to be a good pitch this year. So that's one thing I definitely focused on coming into spring training, and something I'm going to continue focusing on.
Would you like to be the opening day star? That's the, you know, that was the early topic in camp. You know, they go with the young guy in Aaron Nola, or they go with the veteran guy in Jeremy Ellickson. Does it?
I mean, who wouldn't want to be the opening
right.
starter, you know? But
yeah.
wherever they have me, I'm going to go out and try to do my thing and compete as best
right.
as I can and try to get the team a win.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.